Emory's Dr. Andrew Miller says previous studies have shown a link between inflammation and depression.
If we cause inflammation in individuals, they become depressed, and now the next piece of the puzzle is if we block inflammation in people with high inflammation, they become less depressed.
To test the theory, 30 random patients got a placebo. 30 more got the drug infliximab. Those who had high inflammation and received the drug showed less depression. Miller says what's equally promising is that doctors can use a simple blood test to see if patients will likely respond to treatment. Side effects were minimal, but the drug is expensive at more than $20,000 a year. The findings are published in the Archives of General Psychiatry. Jim Burris, WABE News.